Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is Random Threads and I'm your host, Shayna. No, but seriously, this time, thanks for pushing play on the podcast today. This is Random Threads podcast. I'm your host, Shayna, like I said earlier, with the weird voice. Anyway, today I kind of wanted to talk about tidying up and, like, fine line between, like, hoarding and stuff like that. We have a resale business, what I've told you guys about before. We are Grabbers Resell. We sell, we buy things to sell for profit. We have a YouTube channel. We're Grabbers Resell. Go check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel so you can see all of our amazing content. All three of our children are involved in that. And basically, it's just one of our many passions, probably one of our biggest passions. We really enjoy going to yard sales and thrift stores and flea markets and antique malls and all those different things so that we can pick up really cool items to keep and really cool items to resell for, like I said, profit. It's a really cool business, and this is one of the things that we want to do full time for the rest of our lives, pretty much, or at least right now, anyways. So we just uploaded a video, and I kind of walked through a little bit of where we keep some stuff, like some of our inventory and some of the stuff like packing material and shipping stuff for our resale business, and kind of pointed out some fine line between the resale business and hoarding, because there actually is a really fine line, because you have to make sure that the inventory that you keep to sell is actually going to flow out the door, because you can keep piling up and buying things over and over and over until you like pile up with a huge pile of things that you are potentially going to sell, and then you just turn into like a storage unit or a warehouse in your own personal home space. So basically I walk through showing you the unattractive areas of a resale business and making sure that you are staying on top of your inventory and your business to make sure that whatever flows in equally flows out, so that you're making, a good profit and you're making good use of the space in your house, warehouse, storage space, whatever. Because if you're not flowing, then you're stagnant, which produces death of things. Anyway, so I'm going to talk a little bit about tidying up, not only in your physical area, but also in your mental area. So basically, Dakota and I are firm believers that your property, your home, your room, your bed, your belongings, every physical aspect of your life is a direct reflection of like your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your mindsets, your thought patterns, your habits. So whatever your house looks like right now, like just take a look around if you're at home right now, or if you're in your car, that's another thing. Whatever your car looks like, just take a look around right now. What does your room look like? What does your living room look like? What does your dining room look like? What does your kitchen look like? What does your bathroom look like? And if that looks tidy, then what do your closets look like? What are you stuffing in the back of your cubbies and your closets? You know, what's in there? Take a look at that. Take a look at what you have. Take a look at your organization skills. Take a look at all of that. Do you have clothes piled up on the floor? Do you have clothes piled up on a chair? Do you have clothes stuffed into your closet? Do you have other items like collectibles, collections that are just like piled up somewhere, or stuff somewhere, or like keepsakes that you keep safe or whatever? Like, just take a look at all of your physical belongings, all of your physical possessions, and then take a look at how you have them set out, how you have them stuffed in, how you have them, and just take a real hard look, a real hard honest look, and then just center yourself and realize that what you have done in this physical realm, in your physical home, on your physical property, in your physical car, is what's happening inside your mind. This is what happens inside your body, inside your spirit, inside your soul. This is what your mindsets look like. This is what your thought patterns look like. These are your habits. Do you have past traumas? Do you have past things that you used to do? Do you have memories? Do you have things that you think right now? Do you look at social media and have these thoughts going on in your head? What do you do with these thoughts? Do you just pile them up in the corner of your mind somewhere? Do you just lay them on top of other thoughts to where you don't even know what the bottom of those thoughts look like? What are you doing with the thoughts that enter your head? Everything that comes into your property, into your house, into your car, there has to be an equal flow out, or you're going to be exploding from the inside out. You're going to have way too much stuff, possessions, whatever, way too much in your house, in your car, that you will not be able to function. Your house will not be able to function as a house, what it was intended to be used for. Your car won't be able to function like it's supposed to be functioning for. The same goes with your mind and your body, your inner soul, your thoughts. If you have all of these thoughts coming into yourself, all of these emotions, all of these feelings, all of these past circumstances, all these things that are coming in, bombarding your mind and bombarding your inner being, if you're just letting them come in and you're not doing anything about them except for just stacking them up in corners, and even maybe you're even saying, I'll deal with this later, I'll deal with this later, but then you never do. If they're just coming in and staying there and you're not taking care of them properly, they're going to make you explode from the inside out, because you're not using your body, you're not using your mind, you're not using your spirit or your soul how is intended to be used. You're supposed to take everything that comes to you. Like, we cannot control circumstances. We can't control the stresses or anxieties of life. We can't control those things. It's just our job to make sure that we're responding and reacting correctly to those things. So if we're just having them come at us and we're just like taking them and stuffing them or stacking them or ignoring them, these things are gonna come and bite you in the ass. You're supposed to take them, analyze them, interrogate them, so to speak, see what they're about, see what their intentions are for your life, and deal with them properly. You either set them up, organize them, give them a safe space in your space, or you get rid of them. You destroy them. You get them out of yourself. You get them out of your mind. You get them out of your thought patterns. You get them out of your habits. You have to take the things that come at you and deal with them. You cannot ignore anything, because nothing is made to be ignored. It will show itself. It will demand attention. And if you haven't analyzed or taken care of it properly, it will take your attention in a very bad, negative way. And it will drain your life. It'll drain your whole happiness. It'll drain everything that sparked joy with you. It will drain that to where you're just this lump in yourself. Because what you have stacked up in yourself, in your inner being, you will look like. So if you have a stack of thoughts jammed into a corner somewhere, in a lump, that's what you're going to start looking like. It's just a pile, lumped up in your own house or whatever. So basically, a couple of tips that I like to do myself, and I like to encourage my children to do. I'm starting to teach them little by little, small steps at a time, because, you know, they're children and they're learning. And stuff that I like to do, habits that I like to do, is I like to start small. And I tell my children, start small. And I'm telling you, start small. And so basically what you can do is just start first thing. Start first thing every single day. Start by making your bed. This will, and like, I'm not saying like make your bed, put all these throw pillows on there, make it look like, you know, catalog perfect. I mean, like, put intention upon how you start your day. So if you start by, you wake up, you get out of bed, and your first intention is to make the bed. Pull the covers over, straighten your pillows, straighten your sheets a little bit, straighten your comforter, make it look nice, make it look appealing. This will help you put intention and purpose. You will start off with intention and purpose, and this will continue throughout your entire day. As long as you start off right, you can keep on going. And if you don't start off right, just catch yourself and be like, oh man, boom. Okay, do something with intention. So if you missed making your bed, like, go back and make your bed. If it's too late, like you're at work or whatever, then just start right then. Take a sip of your coffee with intention. Be like, okay, I'm gonna start by intentionally taking a sip of my coffee and analyzing every taste, every smell, every feeling. Is it hot? Is it chilly? Do I need to warm it up? Like, you just think about what you're doing and you put purpose and intention behind what you're doing. So, first thing, make your bed. Make it an intention. Make it a purpose to make your bed. Then, you know, move on from there. And, like, it doesn't have to be done, like, the same day. It would be really cool because then you would give yourself an entire day of intention and purpose, and it would help jumpstart for the rest of your life. But like I said, start small. And so maybe the next day you go and you straighten it or organize your room. Like, you go and you pick up stuff off the floor. You straighten your dresser. You make sure all your clothes are folded, all your clothes are hung up in the closet. You just make sure that it's straightened, it's nice, it's organized, it's where you want them to be, so you can find them when you want them. Basically, what I like to do, and I do it quite often, I go through my belongings a lot, especially my clothing, because like I said at the beginning, we are resellers. What we, our favorite thing to sell is clothing, so we get a lot of clothing that comes in and out of our house. And so I like to go through my own clothing and make sure that everything that I own, it has great intention for me. So what I like to do is I like to, let's just say, I go through my shirt drawer. I pick up every single shirt that I own, every single one of them. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever shirt I own, I pick it up, I look at it, I analyze it, and I see if there is a spark of joy that it gives me. And if it does not spark joy in me, if it does not spark inspiration in me, or whatever, I do not keep it. If I have a slight bit of a or a grudge, or like, oh, this didn't look good on me the last time I wore it, if any of those thoughts enter my head, I discard it, because I do not want to make space at all in my inner self or in my home for anything that I have a slight bit of a negative thoughts toward. So that's another thing that you can do, is when you're going through your things, you take every single piece, big, small, clothes, not clothes, anything, you pick it up, whatever you own, and if it does not give you happiness, if it does not spark joy, if it does not give you like this aha moment or whatever you want to say, if it does not give you happiness, you need to discard it. If it gives you even a slight bit of a negative thought or a negative feeling or a negative emotion, you need to get rid of it. You need to realize that it is giving you these feelings and these emotions, see where they're coming from, and then just get rid of the item, or you change it to something that makes you happy. Like, say, for instance, I just got rid of a shirt yesterday. I got rid of a shirt because I was like, oh man, the last time I wore this, I saw a picture of me wearing it and I didn't like what it looked like on my abdomen. It made me look like I was pregnant. And so I'm just like, I don't want to look like I'm pregnant anymore because I'm not. And so I just discarded it. Where I could have, if you're in this place, I could have taken the shirt that I thought made me look pregnant. I could have taken it and been like, okay, I'm going to keep this to give me inspiration to keep working on my abs, to keep working on how I want myself to look. That does take a lot of intention, and it also could make you, if you were to do that, it could also give you an excuse to hold on to things that you should probably just get rid of. And that's why I'm a firm believer that if it doesn't give me any joy, I'm just gonna get rid of it, because I can work on my abs and my physique or my fitness or whatever without having to hold on to things that give me negative thoughts or negative feelings or negative emotions about myself or anything else. And so anyway, discard anything that does not spark joy in your inner being. And that is anything. If you do not make space for it, if you do not want to take the time and the effort to make space for any of your belongings, like if you have stuff thrown onto the floor and if you do not want to put the effort into making space for it, then it's really not that important to you and you shouldn't be keeping it. And other things that you could do to help with tidying up yourself, because I really believe that whatever you do in the physical will help you in your inside, mental, spiritual, soulful, thought life, mindsets. Everything that you do in the physical will encourage you to do it in your inner self. So, like, you know, make an intent one time to go and wash down your walls, you know, and every time that you're like swiping your walls and having soap and water and like just cleaning your walls. You just need to take your inner self and be like, this is what I'm doing to my inner being. I am cleaning my inner being. I am taking the time. I'm taking the intent. I am purposing to clean my inside self. And so this gives you time to, you know, analyze the feelings and the thoughts and the emotions that come into yourself. See where they're coming from. See what their intent is for your life and take care of them accordingly. You give them space. You make them have a spot in your life. You don't just throw them if they have good intents for you. You don't just put them in a pile if they are intended for your good. Also, if they have bad intents for you, if they want to affect you negatively, then you need to discard them. Don't deal with them later. Deal with them right now and discard any of the negativity in yourself. And so, like I said, whatever you have going on in your physical property, your physical home, your physical room, your physical bed, your car, anything that is happening to you in the physical, that is a direct reflection on what's happening in your inner being. Thank you for hitting play today. I hope that you guys got something from this, and let's continue on having positive insides and outsides of ourselves. Talk to you next week. Hey, let's stay connected. Email me any questions. I will answer them or try to answer them on the podcast. Email me at threadsrandom@gmail.com. That's threadsrandom@gmail.com. Also message me any questions or comments or whatever, and follow me on Instagram. That's random_threads_podcast. All of the threads in our name have a Z at the end. That's what's unique about us, because we're amazing. And also I am uploading some of the podcasts onto, or the podcast episodes onto YouTube, and you can find us under Random Threads. I say us very loosely. I'm the only one that records podcasts. But anyway, I know I have my husband Dakota's full support and my children, of course. So I say us, meaning my family, but it's just me talking to you right now. Solo podcast, look at me go. Thank you for pushing play today. I appreciate you guys so much.